Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Thursday, the 19th day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us on the economy and also his contention that this is a police state set up with Dominique Strauss-Kahn because Kahn hadn't been going along with the absolute total raping of third world nations and had actually been talking about debt forgiveness and changing course at the IMF. Kahn is a Bilderberg Group member, globalist, one world government promoter, and it's all degrees of evil. But when you're that far down the line, the guy just radiated corruption. I have no doubt where there's smoke, there's fire, but I want to hear what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has to say about all this today, coming up in an hour and a half from now. And another visit with Dr. Steve Pachinik today in the third hour. We may even go in a little bit of overdrive with him to take your phone calls if you've got any questions or comments for him. But I will bring up the continuity of agenda question for him that listeners have wanted me to pose. How can he say that George Herbert Walker Bush was good, but then George W. Bush is bad? How can he say 9/11 is an inside job and the Bin Laden thing's fake, and then say that earlier administrations, from his perspective, were better? Well, that's his personal view. We've had him on about his inside intel as a psychological warfare expert. And the whole Bin Laden situation, but I will pose that question to him. But I've also got him on dealing with a Wall Street Journal article that dealt with Al-Qaeda wanting a safe harbor inside the United States and a known Al-Qaeda affiliate basically being mainlined by the U.S. media and what Pachinik calls payoffs to administration officials to get them to do that. So some very interesting information with Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up in the third hour today. That said, I ended up staying up here until around midnight last night. Aaron Dykes has not even left, even though I told him, I said, look, go ahead and come back in. You know, don't stay too late. I guess midnight around here isn't that late these days. I said, don't stay up all night. Well, Aaron has such a passion for the information that he's here right now. The 10-minute expose video is ready, but because it's shot in high def, it has to convert several times before it can be uploaded to YouTube. And it may be ready by the end of the show, probably not. I haven't even come up with a headline for it. I don't know what you call this, just a White House running scared over birth certificate. Birth certificate hoax part two. I've got a big stack of news and information that broke last night at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Birther bombshell, Corsi to release evidence proving Obama certificate a fraudulent composite. We've already found that, but Corsi is pretty conservative when it comes to being very careful to make bold statements. His book doesn't even say that Obama basically wasn't born in Hawaii. It just says there's a cover-up of it and give us the birth certificate. And of course, he's revealed that 3 weeks before the birth certificate was released, he had word it was going to be released. I also had word through reporters in and around the White House and out of Chicago that was the case. And they thought about releasing it with Bill O'Reilly on the Super Bowl, but thought better of it to closer to the election. But there's been some big developments. Esquire got caught putting out a hoax article yesterday. WorldNet Daily says they're looking at suing them. I think they pretty much have to, because this was definitely economic warfare against WorldNet Daily. And it's a psychological warfare tactic. We'll tell you about that. There's a bunch of geopolitical news, very scary police state news. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 19th day of May, 2011. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us, also Dr. Steve Pachenik. There has been some huge new developments on the whole Obama birth certificate situation. I'm going to be breaking that down in a moment. Also, in other news, we're going to be going over Dominique Strauss-Kahn to resign his IMF post, may get a $1 million bail in New York. Again, he has resigned as managing director of the IMF. Also, they've got a new favorite for the helm of the IMF in the running. We also have Gordon Brown, Mr. World Government himself, in there. Dominique Strauss-Kahn has arrived for sex case bail hearing. We'll give you the latest on that as it unfolds. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts does join us coming up in about an hour and a half from now, dealing with his headline, The Strauss-Kahn Frame-Up, The American Police State Strides Forward. I have an open mind on this whole thing. I don't know what happened. I don't think any of us really do. That's why we have trials in this country. That's why everyone deserves a trial, even if it's an unsavory pro-world government Bilderberg group member like Strauss-Kahn. Because if this dirtbag doesn't have access to a free and fair trial, I am not going to have one. You understand? That's why Ron Paul is right saying, okay, bin Laden did it, you say. Arrest him. If he didn't resist, arrest him. Bring him in. Let's hear Let's interrogate him. Let's get him on the witness stand. Let's call witnesses. Let's find out. That's what trials are about. They're investigations of the truth. And anybody that promotes not having trials, anybody that promotes torture, anybody that promotes secret arrest, anybody that promotes secret military commissions is a tyrant and is a criminal pushing the absolute abolition of freedom. History is 100% clear on that. So we'll be getting a break now from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on that coming up. Speaking of police state, on the heels of last week's Indiana Supreme Court ruling, where the head judge in the decision, in the winning decision, was a 3-2 at their Supreme Court, said, I read the quote repeatedly, that the police can go in your house for any reason or no reason at all. And it actually attacked the Magna Carta as some type of criminal instrument. I mean, this is the basis of Western civilization, the Republic, America, red, white, and blue. See, America isn't just red, white, and blue. We honor the flag because it symbolizes the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And people could say, well, it isn't perfect. It isn't perfect because we haven't enforced it. We've let criminals slowly abridge it until now the bottom has fallen out. Same week, U.S. Supreme Court abridged the Fourth Amendment about 90%. This gun case in Indiana is 100% and is over the top. If it's possible, it's 110%. And here's Illinois Gun reporting for Infowars.com. Indiana sheriff, house-to-house random search is now possible for guns. And remember Blagojevich, a few months before he got disgraced, we played the CBS News clip, gave a press conference, and said, I want to use the National Guard door-to-door searching for guns. Just, well, you have no presumption of innocence. We're going to come search your guns. And the feds have financed with grants, and so the cops take it and do it. Knock and talk for at least a decade from Arizona to Texas, from Vermont to Massachusetts to California. Liberal, conservative states, they don't care. And particularly Texas does this. Houston and Dallas that I've seen in the Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, they come to your door and say, we'd like to come in and look at your guns. And most people just are intimidated and say, come on in. I have nothing to hide. It's the state that has to be bound down and controlled. It's not that we have something to hide, and so that's why we're against letting them in. It's that they can't be trusted in history. They work for us. 100% of the time when cops start coming into your house without warrants, and there's more news out of the thousands and thousands of secret sneak and peek warrants issued by secret federal courts under the Patriot Act, and it's non-terror related in almost every case. They just come in your house when you're not there, and it's designed for framing you. It's designed for planting things in your house. And what happens if you catch the FBI? Or the ATF inside your house? Well, they gun you down. And I've been following the last 2 weeks, or week and a half, the Arizona SWAT team shoots Latino former Marine dozens of times. This guy had no criminal record. This guy was upstanding record in the Marine Corps, two tours, heavy combat in Iraq. His wife wakes him up, him working the graveyard shift, just been asleep 2 hours, got home at 7, ate something, went to bed. Woke him up. I mean, my wife's woken me up before when she's seen somebody walking around by the back gate, or one time somebody climbed the fence and got in our yard, some crazed fan. And my wife's woken me up before because I sleep like a dead pharaoh. I mean, I sleep like I've been dead for 2,000 years. You can have firecrackers going off. I mean, you can shake me, and it's actually a weakness that I sleep like the dead. But she's shaken me awake before. To go to the instant access pistol safe and get a gun. Well, the children saw men looking in, ran to their mother. She saw men looking in. She woke her husband up. He went for his AR-15. They busted down the door and reportedly shot him 60 times of 70 shots. I got to hand it to him. Usually when SWAT teams do this, they shoot 100 times and only hit the person two or three times. Of 70 shots, hit him 60 times, basically liquefying him, but he was still alive. And what's really outraged folks are the transcripts of the tapes, the 911 tapes. She's calling saying, please help. And she goes, sorry, it's a SWAT team. I'm not sending you an ambulance, basically. She's like, he's bleeding to death. He needs help. And 5 minutes later, she goes, he stopped breathing. He's dead. I can't believe she's so calm. She says, listen. The woman's like, well, there's a SWAT team at that address. Those are law officers, correct? She's like, he's bleeding to death. Just give me help. Well, there's a SWAT team there. Didn't send the ambulance. Because you don't send an ambulance when gods have just killed somebody. And now all over the country, they're announcing they're going to do no knocks for everything. You've got an unpaid parking tickets, and they're actually advertising this. Here in Austin, they have announcements, taxpayer-paid-for ads that go, Roundup! In fact, I always mean to try to find one of those. I hear it on KLBJ and other stations. Roundup! This weekend, your last chance! Sounds like it's a monster truck advertiser. This week at the Coliseum, a monster truck extravaganza! Be there, the gravedigger, the masker, dinosaur crusher! It sounds like the same guy that does the monster truck ads. This weekend, the roundup begins. If you haven't paid your ticket, the warrant's coming. We're coming to your house. Pay it now. Call this city number or go online to pay. Openly trying to scare people. Now it's 11% of Texas has arrest warrants out. Oh, that's a free society. They can't pay. They're bankrupt. Cops everywhere writing tickets, squeezing everyone, illegal aliens above the law racing around. But my point is, they call it Roundup. They have these ads all over the country. So people get used to hearing about real roundups of political dissidents. When it happens, it's an acclamation. That's an army psych warfare program. Before the Panama invasion, for months, they flew helicopters around, did touch and goes, would drop flashbangs, just so the Panamanian military, when the real attack happened, would hesitate just a minute or two while the C-130s blasted them with their Vulcan guns, their Gatling guns, and their howitzers. And they hesitated just a few minutes, and bye-bye, you thought it was another drill. So this is all psych warfare. Police chiefs are on record admitting they wear the mask. They do it to intimidate. And the message is, you don't pay parking tickets, we're going to kick your door down and just randomly spray bullets into a few people here and there. And that's why they support the officers when they do it. The cops aren't psychological warfare people. They don't know why they're being allowed to do this. They're all given a false template. We've all seen the video of them go in the house. They shoot the little dog. The people are crying, why'd you kill my dog? And you watch the video of the cops getting off on the pain and the children crying. I mean, I've played these videos on air, and it's demonic. There's a satanic feasting on the psychic vampire level. Very wicked, very evil. I'm not saying every SWAT team in history was evil. Everybody was, you know, that does this is bad. But more and more, you see the sadomasochistic, demonic, psychic feasting going on. Remember, SWAT teams were set up in the late 60s admittedly by Gates in Los Angeles as special weapons attack teams, not special weapons and tactics. That's the politically correct name. The CIA helped set it up. They're a hostage, rapid reaction force. Before, they just had guys that had a lot of testosterone and didn't even need a helmet. They put on some body armor, strap it on, go in and, you know, take out the hostages. But now they wait 2 or 3 hours and creep around and at Columbine or every other shooting and then don't help anybody. I've talked to so many old retired cops. In fact, one of them owns a car repair place here in town. I got to know him years ago, became an advertiser locally. And he was just talking about when he was a detective, they didn't need all the gear. They just had testosterone. But the point is, this is all about, these are death squads now. That's what they're being phased into. That's what they're being turned into. And it's a tool of intimidation. So they're saying now, we're going to go ahead and just make every warrant service a no-knock. And so, you move, you thought you paid off a ticket. I've had it before where I did pay off a ticket and had to call up courthouses. It's happened a couple times when it's a, you know, out of county thing and say, you got that check. I've got that cleared check. I paid it. They go, well, there was a $10 fee we forgot to assess, so it's not good. We sent you a letter. I'm like, well, I moved. I must not have gotten it. Let me pay the other $10 fee. Well, now for the $10 fee, and they're just basically going to convert, larger and larger brigades, of these people at the state level to just come, hit down the door, and if You always read about the old insurance salesman retired, gets up, wrong house, they kill him. 92-year-old woman, they kill her. This Marine, they kill him. But see, that gives them a propaganda problem because they teach you to worship the Marines, but now one God has killed another God.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
By any historical yardstick, we are turning into a hardcore police state with an offshore private banking cartel openly robbing us and incrementally turning our police into federalized, merciless goons. And in the process, the police are destroying their own future. But I don't even blame the police at the end of the day. It is the American people that have sat idly by and put up with this that have allowed this to happen. Now, I started ranting about how they killed this poor Marine. Again, they saw men looking in the windows. The children got scared. This all happened in a matter of 30 seconds. They busted down the door. He reportedly didn't get a shot off. And they just totally shot him full of holes. And their argument is, well, we got to protect ourselves. We're trying to stop narcotics. Well, turns out no drugs found in the house. And the reports were first it was the wrong house, but which they do all the time. You see it constantly in the press. But now they're saying, well, that was the right house. Kind of like the cops when they put that guy in handcuffs out in Oakland on the train deck, the platform, and then shot him in the back. And then told everybody that he'd fought them and wasn't in handcuffs after they confiscated three cameras. Turned out somebody was in a train that was stopped and filmed the whole thing. And somebody else filmed it from about 50 yards away, and he was in handcuffs, and they just shot him in the back execution style. You watch the video, it doesn't look like it was an accident. He stretches the gun out, shoots him right in the back. Goes through his back, bounces back up into his heart. And it was suspects of a fight on the train. Turns out it wasn't even the right guy. It's like that case in New York of somebody punched a cop at a nightclub. They set up a checkpoint outside, searched everybody. Turned out he was the wrong guy. And the cops took him to a facility and helped beat him for 8 hours off and on. And finally, some good cops blew the whistle and said that their commander sodomized him with a broken toilet plunger continually for 2 hours. That shows total psychopathic behavior. I mean, 2 hours? And then blood was pouring out? What type of demon, even if you were psychopathic, wouldn't it get boring after 30 seconds? I mean, hours of sodomizing someone with a broken plunger? I mean, who are they hiring? The Bill of Rights and Constitution is supposed to protect us from crooks getting into government, boss hogs getting in, and then hiring thugs under them, to where if Boss Hogg tries to do that, Boss Hogg gets in trouble. Your county gets out of control, you go to the state, go to the Texas Rangers. They come and deal with it. They don't deal with it, you vote in new reps. Same thing with the feds. But we can't do that anymore. And there's all these TV shows just worshiping what they're doing. I mean, I don't want to get into any more horrible stories of what the police are doing or how many cases of cops sitting outside topless bars pulling over the drunk dancers and demanding sex from them. I mean, there's a big percentage of people that want to be criminals, and they're smart enough to go become police officers. And this is the historical problem. Everybody knows that about Mexico and other third world countries. And Paul Watson was in Tibet and trying to take some photos just of a mountain gorge, and cops, local cops, it wasn't even the professional from his experiences quite a few times in China, the national police. It was the local cops came over and demanded a bunch of money for him to take photos. And then he saw them doing it to other tourists. This is what happens in Mexico. I mean, everybody knows in third world countries the cops are horrible. And I remember going to third world countries with my parents who were well-traveled, and I'm somewhat well-traveled because of them. And I remember seeing the cops looking goonish just as a child and thinking they look scary. But seeing cops in America, and they were usually, you know, tough guys, but, you know, hi, how you doing? You felt good as a child seeing them. But I remember being in third world countries, and they were on power trips. They had that evil look of abusing people, and folks were scared of them. And I remember being a child and being creeped out by them. And I remember once being pulled over and the Mexican police demanding some money and how slimy they were with, you know, gold teeth and big mustaches and give me money. Well, now I see cops, a lot of them, and that's what they're like. I mean, I won't go down to 6th Street at night because they have special units, I guess, who enjoy it, who are like these shaved heads with devil tattoos all over them and black gloves, just looking at you, trying to, and it's like flashbacks to college of like bouncers showing off, trying to start fights with people for no reason. And I'm like, what? I mean, you see some guy with big black circles around his eyes and a shaved head and black gloves. And he sees good-looking girls walking by, and he comes over and demands their ID and looks at it and asks them questions. I mean, it's living in a third-world country. I don't like it. I mean, you can just look at somebody, if you've got any discernment, generally, and you know, tell that's a nice person, they have a good vibe. And you still see cops changing tires on, and it always looks the same. It's some middle-aged guy, doesn't have a crazed look in his eyes. you don't get a bad feeling. More and more, yes, it's scary, folks. Look, I got big news coming up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me cover a smattering of key news. I'm getting into our big birther bombshell. Of course, you release evidence proving Obama certificate, a fraudulent composite. And you add that to what the White House did yesterday through their minions putting out a hoax dealing with Corsi's WorldNet Daily book. By the way, we sell at InfoWars.com. Where's the birth certificate? They're definitely running scared. And more, they're hiding something. And remember, I was getting criticized 2.5 years ago because I was like, I don't know where he was born. And then I was like, well, he did. His name did get changed to Barry Sotero, and he was listed as Muslim. And he lied about that. Doesn't matter if he's Muslim or not. The point is he's lying about it. In Indonesia had to give up his citizenship. I'm going to be breaking that down because it's very important. By the way, Dr. Jerome Corsi does join us tomorrow. And I believe tomorrow is the day he's going to roll out his, quote, proof of this. But we've already seen the proof, the curring, the computer manipulation. Areas that are highly pixelated and low res, areas that are high res, 100% proof they went in and altered it. And it's done shoddily. So there's two different scenarios there. I'm going to break it down in a moment. You notice all at once they're going, yeah, your phone's tracking you and everything you're doing. Yeah, there's government and corporate kill switches in all the major new electronic devices, not just phones and computers, washers, dryers, light bulbs, the fluorescence. Data down power line is able to then use them as a flicker switch to activate and hack into your computers. That's Associated Press. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. A total control grid going in, as I told you years ago, they're now announcing government break-ins over radio, TV, internet, cell phones, 9,000 telescreens going in saying tattle on your neighbors. I mean, it's like they're following 1984 as if it was a script. And on top of that, they're building threat fusion centers everywhere, openly having regular Army, National Guard, Marine Corps, checkpoints, totally illegal. National Guard arresting thousands in New York alone, New York State. I have that local Fox newscast. How great it is. They drive you through the high-powered X-rays, which are deadly. It shows the troops standing around them. And we help arrest 2,000 people for drugs and guns. And just all of it off the chart. And, oh, look, the armies of the Kentucky Derby. They're arresting people that get in fights and stuff. You know, in the parking lot who are drunk, and then they show it on the news. I mean, it's a full PSYOP rollout. And as I told you over a decade ago, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, when we had George Humphrey and other economists on, they were going to create massive trillions, now over 1,000 trillion conservatively, in fraudulent debt, have our traitor government, bipartisan, sign on to that debt that they created that we don't owe as a ball and chain. It's time to break the chains. It's time to take the balls to the walls and go all the way and take the wrecking balls and knock down this modern Berlin Wall of the mind. And it's time for police, military, bureaucrats, those that serve the system, to break the trance. This is not for security. This is not good. This is a criminal government. And it's way bigger than Barack Obama. Let's get that straight. Guys, I forgot to get a water. Will you get me one, please, just because I'm, I don't want to start hacking here on air. Thank you. For some reason, coffee just doesn't seem to stop you from coughing. Thank you. Now, that said, here's just some of the police state news, just some of it. You know, Indiana last week and the U.S. Supreme Court separately both ruled that there's no Fourth Amendment. And the Indiana ruling gives me chills every time I read it. It is so criminal. It is so bold that the Chief Justice said that the police can go in your house without a warrant for any reason or no reason at all. I mean, it is not any more broad than that. And then suddenly all over the news, they're saying, yes, we've only been doing a few thousand a year, which is a lot. Now they're going to expand. And now even local jurisdictions, not just federal court, are going to issue sneak and peeks for the cops to go in your house when you don't even know they're there with this mass roving ground warrant. Kind of like the fake warrants judges have been swearing out under federal grants. The states accept the grants and the judges get behind it in the political jurisdictions that are particularly treasonous like Austin. And they take blood at checkpoints without a warrant. And my real estate lawyer is a well-known former high-level state judge, and I was in his office last year, and he brought that ruling up to me, and he just said, I can't believe America's turned into this. He just says, we're in a lot of trouble. The bottom has dropped out. And that, of course, is a legal term. There's nothing holding them back now except our moral courage to stand up and to get good people into government to reverse these courts. I mean, it's the chains have been broken by the tyrants. The dragon is loose. And they're chaining us down with bureaucracy and propaganda and economic degradation. We'd better break the chains now because they're adding more chains every day. An Indiana sheriff, an Illinois gun, great folks have written this op-ed piece for us. Indiana sheriff, house-to-house random search is now possible. And it's got reports, links to his reports and his press releases. And they're openly saying now they can do door-to-door gun sweeps. And that's 2 years ago. We had the Army colonel on, regular Army, big Army, on from Iowa in Arcadia. And it was in the local paper. It said the local gun shop owner has agreed to play the part of an American terrorist, and we're going to raid his gun shop, and then we're going to search citizens' homes for guns. We're going to barricade and blockade the town of 700, and we're going to search every home. And the citizens have agreed to let us go into their homes. And they're doing these drills everywhere. I mean, they're really trying to run the military men and women through these drills to where they just get normalized and go, well, I've done this drill, you know, 15, 20 times. And they drill the military, National Guard, regular, full-time military with police all over. We have countless newscasts we've linked to on the website where local news is saying how great it is. And the role players are constitutionalists, and they practice killing us. I mean, this criminal government is in full scale, at least 20-year preparation for all-out war. And now they hit the afterburners. I mean, it's increased the last 2 years by a magnitude of, about to dead reckon, 20 times. I mean, it's an exponential jump. And I've told folks this years ago. I might get chills once a year when I looked at an article or covered something. I'm getting chills every 5 minutes on this show now. I mean, look, the hair standing up on my arm, because at an instinctive level, just like when you're brought to the edge of a cliff, my body's going, whoa. My guts are going, whoa, something big is on. And they positioned us for this economic collapse all along, and they're going to stage terror attacks to blame them on domestic groups. We even have White House memos advising how great a domestic terror attack would be, how it would help the president. And they are clearly getting ready to try to use their internet takeover switches, all of it. They are moving towards this. And with it is, a lot of people think, well, I'll just stay out of this and I'll be all right. Folks, this is about taking your pension funds, public and private, is now being pushed openly by both parties. It's about totally devaluing your dollar. It's about just the total collapse of society. And remember, major university studies show that in the 10 years of the Great Depression, more than 7 million people starved to death or died from complications of malnutrition. And that's when 90% of the country lived on farms and was somewhat self-sufficient. 10% live in rural areas now, or farms. Half of those are self-sufficient. Now, there is a middle-class flight. It's predominantly white, but there's also a lot of other folks who are middle-class and educated who know history, and they are running. I can't tell you, you go out to these towns around Austin, it's doctors, it's lawyers, psychologists, psychiatrists, it's former military officers, and you walk into any little store and every person comes up to me. A lot of them who previously didn't even know who I was and years ago moved out to these towns. And they know full well historically what's coming. And it was more reports in Russia and more reports in the U.S. where bunker building quietly in the bottom of houses in the wealthy, particularly former government people, is just off the charts. Why? Why are they? Is every major police department basically hardening their facilities? This has all been planned, and I am so sad for everybody because it's going to be rough. Now, if we were able to have a big enough political awakening in this country, and really stood down the globalists and used the alternative media while we've still got time to let them know that we're aware of what they're doing and checkmate them, they may back off. But the globalists are masters at committing their forces, betting it all in, double downing. And they pretty much have already put this collapse into motion. It's very hard for them to pull out of it. And so they create a political atmosphere where things are going to break down so bad that there'll be riots in many cities. Cities will burn. Sections of cities will burn. And you will want the military on the streets. See, they're masters at setting the table, setting the dominoes where you'll actually want them to do it. And then they'll actually come in and do a good job of shutting things down, shutting riots down that are just looting, you know, behavior of destitute welfare folks and others. And that's what they've done in countless third world countries. It's in the 112-point IMF World Bank shock doctrine plan. How they implode it at the first level, riots start because of no food and because of prices going up under hyperinflation. Then they come in and crack down, and the middle class has no choice but to basically go with the establishment. I mean, it's all been socially engineered out, okay? And it's the end of America. Everybody can see it. You can feel it. You can know it. And there's some different wild cards, though. A lot of people are still self-sufficient. There's so much stored up old wealth in the middle class. There's guns. There's a lot of counties and cities that are under the control of real Americans still. There's a lot of people in the military and the police establishment and the bureaucracy that understand what's happening. We're not going to be as easy as Mexico or Brazil or Nigeria or Indonesia. It is not going to be as easy. Now, the system is going to stage terror attacks, and they're getting ready with the preparatory phase with 60 Minutes and all the other shows saying those that don't like the Federal Reserve are cop killers. Look out. They're going to blow stuff up. Oklahoma City's coming. So they're already pre-scripting with the soccer moms and folks, hey, there's McVeighs everywhere. They're about to bomb you. So that as the real Americans, as this implosion accelerates, stand up and get more credibility. 90% of warfare is psychological. The globalists have no qualms. They're beyond evil. They will trigger events knowing we've got the moral high ground to be blamed on us. And you need to understand, it's not the helicopters, the tanks. Most of the people in the helicopters and tanks are on our side. And that's evidenced by the different surveys that have been done. Will you fire on Americans? Evidenced by Ron Paul getting the most political contributions of anybody, in fact, the majority from serving military. Last cycle, it's already starting up this time. The problem is that... I can get in the globalist mindset. If you study warfare theory, you've got to study the enemy's operations, their tricks, what's worked best for them. You've got to become them. And that's how I can become the enemy in my mind, war game from their position. I do this when I'm driving. I do this when I lay in bed at night. Then I can tell exactly what they'll do. And I'm not giving them ideas. They've done this before. They'll stage massacres of cops, military, to try to really get them fired up. Well, we'll get those patriots. They like to target federal buildings that'll have a daycare in them. That's why Oklahoma City was chosen. And that's what came out in sworn affidavits. McVeigh, who thought he was setting up patriots, got mad when they picked one with the daycare center and threw a fit, went rogue, and they definitely then decided, if he wasn't already the patsy, that he was the guy they were going to burn at that point. When he said, I'm not going to blow up kids. And they said, well, you just don't get this, do you, pal? Of course, Operation Gladio in Italy in the 70s and early 80s, declassified CIA ran stage bombings of school buses and things like that, because there's nothing better on a newscast than some bloody kids in a fireman's arms. So we outnumber the globalists hundreds to one conservatively, but they still can play the dirty tricks, and the public is still somewhat naive enough to buy it. And I just want you to understand what we're going into. And I want you to know what's happening. There are some real ultra-low intensity attacks that are carried out always by people who have been assessed by the government psychologist on staff at the prisons. Then when they're released, they'll even release them early. They have a handler that comes in and tries to trick the low IQ, mentally ill person to go out and try to bomb something. But they're so stupid that they're never, ever really to carry out a big attack. And that's even come out last year in the news. The FBI in 8 different cases set up people, created the groups, tried to get them to carry out attacks, but they're so dumb they can't, generally. That's why the globalists will have to go with real attacks, or they'll hire a fence group. You know, they'll fence it through a group like the Weathermen, which later came out were government operatives. That's why Bill Clinton pardoned even some of the patsies who had bombed police stations and things like that and killed cops and blinded cops. I mean, just look at these headlines today. Bill Clinton calls for Internet Ministry of Truth for a government agency to counter Internet lies and be able to shut down websites in the U.S. Bill Clinton will tell us what the truth is. He's so truthful. And Ron Paul says U.S. may try to occupy Pakistan. Well, absolutely. That's ongoing. Bin Laden's latest audio tape praises globalist engineered fake revolutions. And I was just watching Obama at a press conference during the last break. He said the people are rising up against tyranny, rising up for their rights in these Arab nations. And in Syria, in Libya, and in Egypt, in every case it's now admitted that these groups, the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, were openly funded by the State Department and sent in. And here's the latest bin Laden tape that they got from the rat hole, supposedly, and it's praising the revolutions. And they've been proven to release all these fake audio tapes and video tapes before, but just magically it praises it, now giving it the Al-Qaeda seal of approval for these groups so the globalists can even stir up a horde of organic people to basically use like patsies against others. And so here's bin Laden and Obama agreeing with each other and saying how great these revolutions are and how great freedom fighters they are and how it needs to be supported. So bin Laden saying, oh, you're great, and so is Obama. Obama saying, oh, you're great. And there's now intel coming out that they may use their Taliban al-Qaeda groups in Pakistan to try to overthrow that government. Kind of like they used them in 53 against the Iranians. You got to love it.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
Here's another psychological warfare example, and it has headline reads, panic at Minnesota airport when TSA conducts drill and doesn't tell police. Or other headlines, panic at high school when police don't tell teachers or students it's a hostage-taking drill. They don't ever want to announce these to create the psychological fear and the perception in the community that there are real terrorists threatening you. Okay? And I was just watching more of Obama's speech that's ongoing. Every time Bush or Obama is launching a new anti-terror initiative, Al-Qaeda releases text or videos or generally audio agreeing with whatever they're saying, agreeing with global warming being real, saying how great the rebels are that are globalist-backed, going along with the official story, just like Al-Qaeda came out on a message board. Oh, somebody said on a message board that bin Laden is dead and it's true, and just like Obama said, it's all true. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And then I get emails and I see comments on our YouTube videos saying, oh, Alex, what do you got to say now? You're discredited. Al-Qaeda has come out and admitted he's dead. Oh, really? On a message board? Really? I mean, I could go on some Arabic message board and say that I was Santa Claus and that I admit to coming down people's chimneys at night. Is the Associated Press going to run with headlines with it? And coming up in the next hour, ahead of our guest, I'm going to spend a lot of time on the economy. I'm going to spend a lot of time on Iran and Pakistan and the fact that more and more the Pentagon is moving towards a full-out occupation of Pakistan. Ron Paul's now warning that's the scuttlebutt in Congress. That video and press release is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, U.S. may try to occupy Pakistan. But speaking of hoaxes, this is a classic tactic. The media will come out and say, everyone knows Alex Jones is discredited. Or everyone knows Ron Paul's discredited. Everyone knows the moon is made of Swiss cheese. And Esquire, which I've noticed is the particular mouthpiece of the White House for Democratic White Houses attacking people and putting out disinfo, breaking Jerome Corsi's birther book pulled from shelves. And they put this out yesterday, when one of their news reporters, breaking politics section, saying that Joseph Farah had cussed out Dr. Jerome Corsi, that he called all the bookstores and said, recall them, voluntarily send them back to me. I'm having them destroyed. Contact WorldNet Daily. We'll give you your money back. Which is a form of economic warfare on one front, trying to bankrupt the hundreds of thousands of copies that are out there, by the way, selling quite well, to create the illusion and the idea that it's being recalled so that it's that discredited thing. This is targeting people that aren't really paying attention. And the news picked it up for a few hours. Oh, book recalled, discredited. That's like the New York Post saying Jesse Ventura had backed off of his claim that bin Laden had been dead for years. We got Ventura on. He said, I never said that. Where's the source? There was no source. This is thinking of you as an idiot. This is insulting your intelligence. And so it's meant to bankrupt them. It's meant to create the illusion that they're discredited. And Farah came out and said, this is absolutely made up. And he's going to have to sue them now. He has to. He's been economically damaged, big time. He's got to get his honor. And they panicked yesterday evening after this being up all day, or up for a long time, and came out and said, it's satire. See? That's because the White House is scared of this birth certificate issue. We're going to break it down.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.